three officers with the front garage, punch it out lot, and street sweeper out of Mount Auburn, that order. You'll hear later about the report of the cosmology, where we're going with the development of the chandelier. Right, Sarah's going to be reporting that. That's been very interesting. If this plan is approved, we'll move immediately into a new phase, and that will be, of course, we're going to try to continue with the model that we have now, where we're engaging devotees. I mean, if any of you ever are down in Longville, if you go down to the end of the hall where Sadhguru's office is, you'll see a bunch of very energetic, very enthused young people from all over the world who are involved in this project. And we want to expand on that model where we're engaging devotees and having them contribute devotional service as a labor of love toward this project. And of course, you know, there will be more professionals involved too. Sound people, crowd flow people, et cetera, like that. And also local management. We're working with local management because this, of course, is going to be a major disruption here. Not only is a huge building going to be built out there if this plan is approved, but all their facilities for guests will have to be moved and rebuilt, et cetera, et cetera. So we're working with Nara Gopal and Shakrishan Utai so that we are able to provide them with the facilities they need to keep Michael Project as it is, running efficiently for the projects and for the festivals and the crowds that come here. Right now, as Sadhguru will explain in a little bit more detail, we're looking possibly a 5 or 6 year timeline for building this building. Now, of course, the detailing may go on for some time longer, but we feel that after 5 years or so, unless there's some major disruption of some sort, we could be on track to move the deities in there in 5 years. And then, of course, the ornamentation, all that kind of stuff will go on later. So, I also wanted, before we introduce the DVD, I wanted to personally thank Raj Kumar. Is he here today? Okay. Oh, Krishna Das is here. He's young. These are young boys from Russia. From Russia. Who? When you see? From where?
From Maya.
Well, okay, from Maya. when we're here, we're all from Maya. Yeah. But anyway, you'll see they've done a wonderful job in this DVD, and they've just been, you know, terrific. And it's so nice to see young people involved in helping us push this project forward. So right now, I'll turn the microphone over to Sadhguru. He will take you through a description of the design and the building, etc. Then Hari Sari will give an update on the Vedic cosmos and Vastu, and then Prakosh will wrap things up. So thank you very much. Hari Sari. I'm sorry. First, right now, we're going to show the DVD presentation.
I'd like to thank you all for having looked at this and being happy, growing enthusiastic.
Where are all the devotees in the temple room?
That's going to be coming next year, the next presentation. We didn't have enough time to do the ring. The next time we'll have a kirtan party in there chanting. What I'd like to do now is also show the model that we have built. Which Giridharadhanaru here will bring out, then at the same time I will make him a presentation. This is the model, then I can actually, then you can actually see it in its actual dimensional size, three-dimensional rather than a screen. Then I will also
Arigo,
Arigo. When we first started doing this, which was around March or April, we actually collected all the data what Srila Prabhupada wanted, with Ambarish Prabhu and Bhavananda in our team here. So then we started looking at all in a in a very subtle love form, just in where the location will be, how the location will fit in with the surrounding buildings, surrounding area, because we wanted to make sure that there's a lot of room for the public, parks and gardens, that it's not actually squashed. Because the first thing that I heard when I said, oh, you're putting the temple, designing the temple there, then we won't have any parks or gardens. But I actually tried to explain to them, we'll have actually triple amount of parks and gardens to what we're designing. As you can see in the model, there's going to be so much space. But we didn't cover all of the area because the model would have been too big. So that was taken care of from pilgrims and the people that were coming to visit Sri Dharma Airport. As you can see, like Amarisha Prabhu mentioned, that Prabhupada wanted the dome. So we actually started building the dome. Some people already said, oh, we don't want it to look like Washington, and we don't want it to look like that. If you look at Prabhupada's quote, Prabhupada said he wanted to look like Washington. Prabhupada said they wanted to look like the Victoria Memorial in Calcutta. So we put all different elements in there. We also made it look like we're Rajasthani, we're Indian. But even though it's not finished, it's still in the skeleton form, in block form, but we're just giving an idea to the next phase. Because Prabhupada wanted escalators, so we're going to have escalators in there. So these are the different, we put all the elements there that Prabhupada wants and that Prabhupada desired in this building. So on the other end over here, that is the Lord Vishnudev temple. That's where Lord Vishnudev altar will be. And this side over here will be the Vedic Planetarium. And in the center part, the main dome, that's where the altars are, as you saw in the presentation. We also made this to actually Prabhupada's specification. This is 315 feet high. Prabhupada wanted to start a building about 30 stories. This is a 30-story building. So we put all that in there. So as you can see, this is now what we've come with the block form. Now, Krishna, does?
No, I just wanted to...
This is a little confusing what Sadhguru just said. This is actually the chandelier and the exhibits of the different systems, Mahadesh, the different dhams, will be in the main dome. This is the Institute of Vedic Cosmology, where there is going to be a planetarium auditorium with an actual rounded ceiling for projection and everything like that in this building over here. It'll also be an institute with classrooms and exhibits, et cetera, like that.
That's 600 seats.
600 seats, and also the auditorium can be used for GDC meetings. So it'll be very nice. With rocking chairs.
600 seats. Thank you, Vlad. Now we will... Okay, this is a plan that we replace the temple, but actually the temple fits in the parameters of the ISKCON Trust land. So that was designed for that reason, that the parameters go along here, like that is the view. So the garden's a separate issue because there's not going to be any buildings there, which I believe there's not any problems from Dhairam's point of view. So that's the footprints of the temple to relation to the long building, largest building, the Kosh building, the temple, etc. As you can see, this view here, this gives you the better view that when you're coming from, the pilgrims will come from this gate over here, and they'll take maybe darshan of Srila Prabhupada in Samadhi, and then they'll continue all the way to the temple here, etc. Here, this is a side elevation of what the actual temple looks like, but the Kansha building is here, but this is the view that from the other side of the road, or this side of the road, all the dresses and all the ornaments for the deities, etc. which travel upstairs to the altars, which is actually designed with the help of Jnanivas and Pankajambri Prabhu to their specifications. So that's there. Then the temple room floor is there, all the main floor area. That's 35 feet high. That is the height of the long building, as you can see here. And there's going to be a bridge of the roof of the tall building that can go inside into the temple room area. So you can see the height of that temple room floor.
You mean the floor level is 35 feet above?
Yeah, that level. Yeah, sorry, yeah.
Not 35 feet high in the hall.
No, 35 from the ground to the hall. Sorry, apologize for that. That's the height there. And also, mind you, we'll have to have elevators. A lot of people can't climb 35 feet, some of these stairs. So there's sections there for elevators for people, because of, some people probably can't walk with wheelchairs. So we'll be catering for them for that.
all the GBC.
For the old man, coming up to the room. Other people, so we'll put that there. And also, there'll be escalators that will take you to the different levels, to the different floors. Because when you look at the first floor of the museum there, from there to there is 40 feet high. So when you're looking at the deities from that platform, that corner there, it's like being on the fourth floor of this conch building looking down. That's the first floor. And then you've got the second floor museum and the third floor. These are the museum floors. So they're quite high. And you saw in the video when you're going around. So that's quite high. And also from the bottom of where it was, the start of the Kirtan Hall to the top of the dome is 185 feet high. So it's a massive building. And on top of that, we'll go through one step further. From here, we can go to this level. And then we can walk across here, and here there'll be a little elevator and a spiral staircase, which we can go on the very top. That'll be 300 feet high. Whoa. That's another viewing gallery.
Vertigo.
John Takamara, you were trying to go all the way to the top of the Samadhi, but you couldn't do it then. So here, we're hoping that we can go all the way to the top. We're planning that way.
Sort of reinforced.
But he's already at the top.
So this is another cross-section which actually shows you this is where the escalators will be in different levels. Here we'll go up here, and this is the staircase with an elevator that will take you to the top. It was also connected to the Akshadham temple as well, and different major buildings. Also Mr. Mitra, Anjan Mitra here, he just completed the city of Vishnupur, which is not very far from Calcutta. He actually planned the whole, restructured the old Vedic city there, which was under his direction. And also there's a couple more plans of cities that they're doing like this. So we've got some very, very qualified engineers and architects on our team. Very interesting. This is our utility floor, shows you all the different areas of space that we are breaking up in the whole of the building as you go in. You can see the stairs are on the outside, it goes all the way to the top of the building. This is the first floor. And our second floor, which is the first floor, the Pujari area. This is the Pujari area where the different areas of cooking will take place and jari work and dresses and etc. These are where the altars are, and there will be stairs from here that will go into actually Pujari areas. From the OS, it's pretty clear from here.
I want you to see it.
And see the book also in the last two pages, the map that I've given you. So this is a breakdown, which is more or less valid for me and our design crew and the SMPDC. But it gives you the figure here, it's under 40. We're actually, people might say, 40 million doesn't sound much, inflation, it might go to 60 million. No, this is not true, because we actually put a higher cost on this to make it that we can fit into the bracket of 40 million. So we've done that purposely. Because even Bhakti Guru Maharaj, who built the temple in Ujjain, was 2,000 rupees a square foot. Now this building, we are placing our figure on 5,000 rupees a square foot.
At least.
We've more than doubled it. So we, this is actually very, that's actually workable and that can happen. Because we are doing everything in India, our architects, our engineer, our staff, our personnel, everything is in India. So I'm going to get that clear. So it's not something, $1 is 45 rupees. It's not $1, it's 2 rupees or 3 rupees. We want to make it, we want to stretch it that way. That's what I'm saying. Okay, the next stage, even more. This is actually a time frame, which is 5 years with the different, you can see the different scales here. This will work out very scrutinizedly in a matter of, we did this in a few months, it's in the book also, and we work this, you know, on a monthly basis, on a yearly basis, on what we can achieve.
He wants to just say 1 minute.
Okay, Hare Krishna, I'll meet you now, Anjan Mitra, architect.
Just say 1 minute.
Okay.
Thank you, Sadhguru. Hare Krishna, and the ladies. This is a privilege because the first time when I came in front of you was 20 years back, and I'm here.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to mention that.
This is indeed a privilege because within our team, what we feel, that we are not really designing this building, temple. It's already there, and we are just trying to manifest. So with that belief, we have approached this problem, and what we managed to come out at the end is that this building, on an average, will hold up to 3 lakh visitors. So we intend to make this building very ventilated, very comfortable, and very safe. And with your blessings, we will proudly make this is a unique piece of time. Thank you.
Thank you. Just 30 seconds. Also, we are looking at the acoustics very seriously. So these acoustics have to be perfect. Because we know we had a problem with Srila Prabhupada's Samadhi, which we're going to try and rectify next year. But this, we have to do it. Sound has to be perfect for that. Also, before I turn, I finish up now, I would like to maybe also thank my staff, Giri Govardhan Prabhu, who works around the clock. I make him change around at 3 o'clock in the morning just in case I need him at 4. So he finishes all his rounds. And Srinanda Prabhu is a secretary. He's on call 24 hours a day. And they actually work 24 hours a day if we need them. And also Krishna Das here, who helped us put this this presentation together. I've been working him also like that. Everybody's very enthusiastic and enlivened, and the time they put in, and actually the whole area was buzzing. Like if Giri Govardhan says, I'm your fireman, whenever you want me, I'm there.
Thank you.
So we'll have a break, and then Hari Sarah will give a report on Vastu and cosmology. Thank you, my dear.
How do you go?